Game day at Pitt State is about more than just football. It's about shared experiences. It's about pride and spirit. It's about the campus and community connecting. So, what better topic for our first podcast than featuring three energetic student groups that help to create that one-of-a-kind guerrilla game day vibe? I'm Andra Stefanoni. Welcome to Guerrilla Connection. I'm sitting on the 50-yard line in Kearney Smith Stadium just a few days before the first home game of the 2021 season. Being here brings back so many great college memories. I was a member of Pride of the Plains marching band from 1986 to 1990, and I was at that amazing 1991 national championship. Like most Guerrilla fans, I know exactly what this stadium and nearby Guerrilla Village will feel like, sound like, and look like on game day. Tailgaters will arrive at the parking lot early, and the smells of good stuff grilling will fill the air. Fans of all ages will be decked out in crimson and gold. The football players will pass by and touch the champion gorilla. We'll hear those opening measures of Welcome to the Jungle, those oh-so-familiar guitar riffs by Slash, and that signature scream by Axl Rose. Do you know where you are? Heck yeah, we do. We're in the jungle, baby. But the jungle definitely would not be the jungle on game day without the energy brought by three groups: the Crimson and Gold Dance Team, Pitt Cheer, and Pride of the Plains Marching Band. I caught up to the drum majors on the practice field at the corner of Ford and Homer one afternoon.
Hi, my name is Erica Baldwin, and I am a senior music education major.
I'm Tyler Fries. I am a senior music education major.
It is just a huge honor. Having this be my second year being drum major is just fantastic. I love doing it. It provides a lot of leadership opportunities. It provides a face for the band to be just known and help create like fun vibes at football games. And I was already like kind of a band mom before, and now I'm like mega band mom, and these are all my little band babies, and I just love them to death, and I love performing music with them every single day.
So we've got around 150 people in the band, so all those people on the field, and you know, our duty on game day is just to make sure the crowd's hyped up, having a good time, and to make sure that they're doing that, we're standing up there as just like a role model to make sure that they can reflect the same energy that we are.
We started rehearsal a week before school started. We had it Monday through Friday. We did some music rehearsals, some sectionals, and then came together all day Thursday and all day Friday and did rehearsal on the field for music and marching drill, teaching pregame, teaching halftime, and all that jazz.
We got to make sure that everything's looking fine visually, make sure everybody's hitting their spots, and musically is just as important. You know, we are a marching band, and so we really have to make sure that all the hits are in the right spot, make sure nobody's lost, anything like that.
Well, I am so excited to be able to have something similar to Guerrilla Walk. We can't do that exactly because of COVID, so we're going to be spaced out and do a little something different this year. But I'm excited to give our band a chance to be able to have a fun full year of football games.
And the community?
Oh, absolutely, them as well. They are such a huge supporter of us, and you know, the world has been so silent for so long, and there hasn't been a lot of music being made anywhere, so we're coming back, and we're going to have this be a big performance and have it be a really special one.
I caught up to the Crimson and Gold dance team at an afternoon practice in the dance studio of The Weed and was able to pull aside the team captain.
I'm Kaylee Hicks. I am a senior here at Pitt. I am a family and consumer sciences education major, and I am social media manager and captain of the Pitt State dance team. We perform at Guerrilla Village before the game, so we get to interact with fans, perform some of our sidelines with the band before the game starts. Then right before game time, we perform in pregame, so we'll get to be out on the field with the band. We're really excited for that. We had tryouts back in April, so we've been kind of gearing up for this since then, since tryouts. We had camp this summer, really worked on sidelines then. Those are our little routines that we do to get everyone excited. So when the semester starts, we practice 3 days a week, Monday, Wednesday, Friday from 3 to 6. But that is just our team time. All of our girls spend time outside of practice, exercising, working out, working on those routines individually so that we can get together as a team and cohesively put them together. This first game, really just, it is 9/11, so we want to you know, honor that. You know, we want to, so the band is playing some patriotic music and we are doing some dancing to that. But sideline wise, you can expect very fun, very energetic things from us. We want to be here. We want to represent Pitt State. We want to be that connection between the community and our sports teams. And, you know, we want to, you know, bring happiness. We want everyone to love, you know, coming to the games. I just want to thank the community for their support, you know, with us. We are, you know, a small team. We're not very big like the football team, but we still get a lot of support from alumni, community, businesses that help us do what we do and help us to get on the field and get to the national stage. So,
all right, guys, let's get into your game day lineup because we have a lot to unpack today to get through Gorilla Village and everything.
I caught up to the Pitt State cheer team in the weed and visited with two of their team captains before practice.
Let's go, Pitt State!
Let's go, Pitt State!
So my name is Jacob Markovich, and I'm a fifth-year student here at Pitt State, and my major is physical education. Last year, we got to cheer one football game. We were in the stands the whole time. So it's like a whole year of not being able to cheer for football, and we're finally getting back out on the field. So now we get to show everybody what we got again.
My name is Samantha Saylor. I'm a senior here at Pitt State, and my major is elementary education. I feel like what I'm excited for is getting to have that experience back after the year that we had.
Yeah, so we start over the summer, so we go every other weekend over the summer. We practice about 3 to 4 hours a day on Saturdays and Sundays. And then once we get into the school year, we are practicing about 4 times a week. And it's usually Monday, Tuesday, Wednesdays, and Fridays for about 2 hours each.
Our overall goal is, we want to pep the crowd. We want to get everybody excited for game day because we're cheerleaders for a reason. And we are excited about that, and we love our job. And when we have an exciting crowd, it just makes us even more happy for what we're doing.
Overall game day experience is just like you see the entire Pittsburgh community out there in one spot. It's just like a giant party for everybody. We're still getting work done, celebrating the football field after a win, stuff like that. It's really good feel.
I love seeing the faces on the people that are watching and that actually came out to support us because they cheer with us. And it's just a really big community aspect that I love. We welcome in the football boys and we cheer them on as the band's playing. After the football boys are through, the dancers, the cheerleaders, the band all follow through, and that's when we begin our actual pep rally, and we're cheering, and we're dancing, and getting everybody pumped up for game day.
I mean, I guess electric's probably a good word for that. Like, it's just unbelievable being in the crowd, in the stands, like, on the track, next to the football field, everybody watching you out there, everybody supporting one goal, so it's really nice. It gives me a whole other family and, like, a whole other reason to be down here in Pitt State. Like, I love the school, but I especially love the cheer team and, like, what it brings to me and how it makes me a better person overall.
Let's go, Pitt State! Let's go, Pitt State!
I want to thank Erica, Tyler, Jacob, Kaylee, and Samantha for taking time out of practice to share their experiences. And I wish them and the rest of the Gorillas a great season. And thanks to each of you for listening. Join me again soon for another Gorilla Connection.